Tonight is the yahrzeit of my grandmother, Bela Bas Michal. This year is Le'ilui Nishmasa. Parshas Kedoshim, we have Lifnei Iver Lasitid Michal. We know that Chazal understand that this is the source of a prohibition to aid and abet, to create a situation where someone else is going to violate an Aveira as a result of your actions and activities. So we'll discuss tonight some applications of this. There are many, many applications. It comes up just about everything that ever happens. We've touched on some Lifnei Iver related issues in the past and this year, but we'll try to set up the basic parameters and talk about some applications that are discussed by Poskim. There's this wonderful Sefer Lifnei Iver, of all titles, written by Yitzchak Eliyahu Cohen Adler of Ofakim, Tavshin Memtes. I'm not going to quote the Sefer directly, but it's a very good likut of many of the Marmakamas on the topic. Okay, so the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Amud Aleph, famous Gemara, the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the Parak with Ne'idayan that there's an isser of doing business with Nochrim, with idolaters, within a few days, 3 days of their idolatrous holidays. So Gemara asks the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah, what's that based on? Ibailahu. Is the reason that you are, as Rashi explains, that if you're going to do business with him and you're going to make him happy, you're going to give him profits, he's going to go and thank the idols. And then it's a violation of abetting Avodah Zarah. Or maybe the concern is that he, as Rashi explains, is going to be makir of this behemoth that you're going to sell him to Avodah Zarah, and you are facilitating his violating of this Avera. So is it Mishem Ravach, and it's your Avera that you're violating Lo Yisham Al-Picha? Is it his Avera, and you're Lifnei Iver in assisting his Avera? L'may Naf Gemino, the Islay Behemoth Lididei, let's say the Nachri already has another animal. So if he has another animal, he's going to worship the Avodah Zarah anyway. There's no Lifnei Iver. If the concern is Harvacha, he still may be modest. Yamar Mishem Harvacha Hakam Arvachle. Yamar Mishem Lifnei Iver Lasitim Echshal Ha Islay Lididei. So now the Gemara asks, so what? Vichy Islay Lididei La'avim Mishem Lifnei Iver Lasitim Echshal. So even if he already has a animal to be makriv, aren't you still violating Lifnei Iver? Vatanya Amrim Nasan Minayin Shela Yoshit Adam Kosh Shel Yayin Another Avim Mechayla Ben Noach. How do we know that you're not allowed to extend a cup of wine to another, and Eiver Menachayta ben Noach, Tamil Lomar, Lifnei Iver lo Sitei Michshol. Vahacha dechilo yavinu lei, Shachli Iyu, Vekavra Mishem, Lifnei Iver lo Sitei Michshol. So what difference does it make if you already has one? You're still violating Lifnei Iver. Hachamayaskinon, Dekai betray Avri Nara. Nope, there's a distinction between where the two parties are on the same riverbank or on the opposite sides of the riverbank. If they're on the same riverbank, so the guy could take the kos yayin himself, he doesn't need you. So the fact that you're extending it to him isn't really a violation of Lifnei Iver per se, not necessarily a violation. If it's betray Avir Denar, and the only way that he has access to the Dover Isser is through your action, so then that's definitely a violation of Lifnei Iver. So most Rishonim assume this Lalacha. There's a discussion in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to omit the qualification of Trey Avir Denar versus Chad Avir Denar, but we generally assume Lalacha, this distinction that as far as Lifnei Iver the Araisa, if you have a situation of Chad Avir Denar where the person could access the Dover Isser on his own, even without your assistance, that's not a violation of Lifnei Iver. So that should solve a lot of problems, because many situations where we discuss Lifnei Iver, the person could access the Dover Isser with or without you. However, half of the Rishonim say there's an additional problem of Misayeli De Ovri Aver. Even if you don't technically violate the Issa Deraisa of Lifnei Iver, the Chad Avir Denar, the Ran says over here, Tosis and Shabbos and Daf Gimel, there's still a rabbinic violation of Misayeli De Ovri Aver. You're assisting, it's not technical Lifnei Iver Min HaTorah, still a derabbanan of assisting Ovri Aver, and that applies even the Chad Avir Denar. The Tosis here in Dibur Maslaminayin is Mashma, that's not the case. The Rashi as well, but according to the Ran and Tosis in Shabbos, there is a violation of Misayeh. We generally assume this way, that we have to be concerned about Misayeh L'day Ovri Aveir, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan, even if there's Chad Avir Denar, even if the person could access the Dvar Isser without your assistance. Okay, so if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the next page of the handout, Yaradeya Simin Kuf Nun Aleph, Dvarim Hamitzrachim Avodah Zarah Aser LiYisrael LaMalchim. So you're not allowed to sell accessories to Avodah Zarah. So there's a comment of the Ramah over here in the end of Se'if Aleph. V'yesh omrim hada asher limkor lehem devar mashayachim la'avodasa hayne dafkim ein lehem acherim kayoseba. The whole issue of selling these accessories to an idolater where he doesn't have the same things anyway. Oh, or he doesn't have access, the ability to acquire them elsewhere. Aval, but if they can access it anyway, then you're allowed to sell them anything. So back and forth and back and forth. The first day it says that there's no iser v'tzchad aver denara. The yesh machmirim, the nagul hakel, the bal nefesh yachmir l'atzmo. So most of the mefarshim understand, the nosa kelim understand, that the 2 days, the yesh machmirim, the yesh machilim, and the ramah are talking about this iser derabbanan misayel l'day over eveir. So you haven't violated the iser deraisa l'neiver. What about the iser derabbanan of misayel? And they assume that misayel applies equally to non-Jews as to Jews, just like the deraisa l'neiver applies to non-Jews as well. The Asr Lahoshet Avram and Achai Levenoach, so the Isra Misayaya, the Isra Derabanan, would apply to non-Jews as well, and that's the 2 days here, and Bal Nefesh Yachmir La'atzma. Okay, so then we should be concerned about Misayaya under most circumstances. There's a famous comment of the Shachir, which is debated and not accepted by everyone wholeheartedly. The Shach writes, Sif Katan Zion. Sifkat and Vav. I'm not going to be inside. Look in the Shach and Sifkat and Vav. The Shach assumes that the Isser of Nisayeya doesn't apply to an Ovik Ochavim and to a Yisrael Mummer. So not the way we just said that the Ramah doesn't distinguish between a Yisrael and a Akum. The Shach assumes, based on his analysis of Rishonim, that the Isser Misayaya only applies to, let's call it, a observant Yisrael, but if you have a non-Jew, or you have a Mummer, so that's debatable whether any Mummer or only Mummer Levod Zara, that's the discussion in the later poskim, what the Shach meant. The Shach says that there's no Misayaya for a Mummer. If you look in the Dagal Mirvava, I'm sorry?
That's how people who are jewelers sell crosses.
What do you mean?
You're a firm jeweler.
Right.
Can you sell a tzem? And they do.
You mean according to the Shach?
According to the Shach.
Yeah, correct. And then the Dargul Mevav expands the Shach, or interprets the Shach to that the Kavan of the Shach isn't Mummer per se. It's if a person violates the Averis B'mezit. So the reason that there should be an Isser Misayaya is because if you see someone violating an Isser, so you're Misayaya Lafrisho. You have to try to convince them not to violate the Isser. So when the Shach says that the Mummer is excluded from the Isser Misayaya, it really means if you do something amazing. So the reason for Misayaya is because Misayaya Lafrisho, if you know the guy's not going to listen to you anyway, he's doing something amazing, he couldn't care less, so then there's no requirement, or there's no concern of misayeli day over there. So lifnei iver there would always be. That's a din deraisa. Misayeya would not apply to mummer, would not apply to bemezit. So that's the Magen Avraham argues on this. On the second point, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Eirvin, Simen Shin Mem Zayin Sivkata and Zayin. And there the context is, that's this Gemara and Shabbos Daf Gimel, where this comes up. If you extend something to another Rishos, so are you violating lifnei iver in having the other person take the chayfetz from you with an akira nach, whatever the situation is. So the Magen Avraham there, Simbin, Shin Mem Zayin, Sekatin Zayin, assumes not like the Shach, that there's an Isser Misayaya Derabanan, even when it comes to a Mummer L'chal Shabbos. Fine. So how does this all play out? Lalacha, how concerned are we about, or how willing are we to be maker like the shach? If you assume like the shach and the dog of Bavava, so then many situations you're home free, and if something is got aver than aver, if the person has access to the object without you, there wouldn't even be a concern in misayaya. So Ramosha has a tshuva, yoredei chelik aleph simin ayin beis, I think you have it here, that this issue he was addressing was whether there's any concern of lifnei iver or misayaya. Misayaya is a real issue. If you're going to rent out a chasana hall, or rent out a social hall, rent out a catering hall to someone who's going to have some unsanctioned activity going on his wedding, so they have mixed dancing. So can you rent out the facility to people who are going to have a wedding and have mixed dancing? So chada v'denara presumably is. You don't have to worry about lifneiver. If he's not going to rent the hall from you, he's going to rent the hall from someone else. Question is, what about misayaya l'idei ovrei avera? So Ramosha isn't willing to assume wholesale like the Shach and the Dog and Rivava. According to the Shach and the Dog and Rivava, they're not going to listen to you anyway. They're Ovei Avera, doing it b'mezid, presumably. So then you shouldn't have anything to worry about. So Ramosha isn't willing to assume like that wholesale. He's at least choshish for the Magen Avraham that there would be a problem with Sayaya for Ovrei Avera, but he has a different chashbon. He thinks, even according to the Magen Avraham, maybe this is going to be better, because what's going to happen? You're not going to rent the facility to these people, they're going to go somewhere else. So at least if they're going to rent your facility, you'll have kosher food. If they don't rent your facility, they'll go to the other facility, which is non-kosher, it'll be even worse. So Ramosha introduces other possible chashbonos, even where, technically speaking, there should have been a problem with Sayaya. You have to look at the big picture, and maybe there are other considerations in the big picture that it'll be better off if they come to you. And then he has another consideration that lifnei iver / misayaya l'idei ovrei avera, that's relevant where the davar in question, the thing that you're selling, the thing that you're giving, is fundamentally going to be used as an object for iser. Here, you're renting out a chasana hall. You're renting out a catering hall. So most of what's going to go on there is fine. They're renting it to serve food, which is going to be kosher, to sit down and have a meal, which in and of itself is fine, and then they're going to have mixed dancing. So the mixed dancing is kind of secondary. It's not the major function of the transaction. So where there may be an ancillary consideration, an ancillary event going on that involves some averos, but if it's not the focus of the issue at hand, so Moshe thinks that wouldn't necessarily be a problem of misayaya l'idei ovrei avera.
Would a Jewish hall owner be able to rent out to a non-Jewish party at the wedding?
That would be better. The non-Jews will let that mixed dancing. Maybe.
But it's not. It's
maybe
a,
not.
It's not
begedim
misayaya. It's not.
Is that what Miss? What's the isser?
I'm wondering if there is one.
The issue of having non-Jews get married, so we generally don't interfere with that.
Many of the non-Jews are reluctant to call someone a Russia, right?
Because so we're not talking about women and Russia are two different categories.
We're not going to say it's amazing because of Tinoch Shnishpa, right?
Right, so that's a consideration. What's considered a Tinoch Shnishpa? Right, so even, correct. So they discuss that even calling the Dagla Mervava, maybe that's not called Mevza, definitely not a Mormon, maybe not Mevza, correct, right. So Lemaisa, Poskim are generally reluctant to rely on the Shach and the Dog and Revava wholesale, but they'll include it as a sniff together with other considerations. That's why Ramosha has the same point over here. You're allowed to sell, you can sell a kli, you can sell an appliance to a Mechal Shabbos, even though he may use it on Shabbos, because it's not Be'ezem something that's Miyuchad for Averos. You're selling it for use whenever he uses it. He may use it on Shabbos, but that's a secondary consideration that shouldn't play into this cheshbon of whether it's misayer or not. Ramosha has a similar tshuva, chelek beis arachayim simen samach beis. Are you allowed to sell a customer list to a mechal Shabbos? Do you have to worry that he's going to contact the customers on Shabbos? So some poskim, take a step back. This is Sridei Eish, who has the following shaila, Sridei Eish in the new edition of Chelek Aleph Simen Kafav, 1954. Someone wanted to move from Europe to America for the year and to sell his business to a Mechal Shabbos for that year. So is there consideration of Lifnei Iver in, or Misayaya? So let's say it's Chad Avad Denari, he could buy a different business if you want to make that consideration. Is there at least Misayaya to sell the business to a Mechal Shabbos who's going to open the business on Shabbos? So he says something along these lines that, first of all, when we talk about lifnei iver is where there is no time gap between the action that you're taking and the resulting iser. So if I'm going to sell him the business now, to worry that at some point down the road he's going to be mechal Shabbos with that business, that's too far removed to really be a consideration of lifnei iver. He says, after all, no one ever protested. You're not allowed to sell an animal to a non from Jew because he's going to eat it without shechita. That's a step removed. So over here, there's no iser to sell the business or sell the store to Mechal Shabbos. You have the right to assume that he wants Mechal Shabbos. If he does, that's far enough removed. So that's kind of along the lines of Moshe's thinking over here. In this shaila about the customer list, so he says you have the right to assume there's no connection. If he wants to work in Shabbos, you won't be able to stop him, but it's not guaranteed and doesn't have to be the case that just because you give him a customer list he's going to call the customers on Shabbos, at least as far as Misayaya. If it was Chad Arba Denara, Ramosha seems to be a little more reluctant to just be Makel wholesale. And even in that case, he thinks that it's better, you should make a stipulation with the owner or the person that you're selling the customer list to, that he shouldn't work on Shabbos. He wants to work on Shabbos, you can't stop him, but you should at least have an understanding that as far as you're concerned, you don't want him to work on Shabbos. And Ramosha says he probably wants to keep up a good business relationship with you. So if you tell him you don't want to work on Shabbos, so maybe won't work on Shabbos because he doesn't want to harm that relationship. Okay. There's a tshuva of the Chelkas Yaakov, Rav Breisch from Switzerland. In the new version of the Chelkas Yaakov, it's Arachayim Simen Samaches. The Shaila Simen Samachayim, sorry. The Shaila that he addresses there is whether you can have a automat that is operational on Shabbos. Most of us don't remember automats before our time. I'm sorry? Not a laundromat, an automat. So the precursor to the vending machine. So can you have a vending machine that's operational on Shabbos? So you can have Mechal Shabbos. You're going to go and buy something in the vending machine. So he has the following consideration. This is the end of Simen Samech Zayin, the new version of the Chelkas Yaakov. So, lifnei iver there isn't because there are a lot of automats in town, vending machines. So you don't have to worry about lifnei iver. It's definitely chad aver denara. Aye, what about misayaya? So number one, there's always the shach and the dog and mervava. Number two, so he says, as far as Misayaya, you can rely on the Shach and the Dog and Rivava. He says, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, where everyone's Jewish and they're Mechal Shabbos, maybe you should be Choshesh more. Maybe there's a consideration of Lufnei Iver, because all the automats are owned by Jews. Now, most of the tshuva is about Skar Shabbos and Mecha Chomem Kar Shabbos. If you have this open on Shabbos, that's not our focus today, Mecha Chomem Kar. But as far as Lifnei Iver, so he says he thinks he could be Mekel like the Shach and the Dog and Revava to not have to close the automat on Shabbos. There are presumably maybe even more compelling considerations in that case. We don't have automats, but we have something that sounds like an automat, which is the internet. So can you leave, you have your internet website open, commercial website open on Shabbos. So our focus is not the Schar Shabbos, it's not the Mecha Chomem Kar. Those are big issues to discuss. What about Lifnei Iver? You're going to have the website operational on Shabbos, and Mechal Shabbos is going to come and buy something on that website. I'm sorry? There's no Lifnei Iver bite. Guy will have to work on Shabbos. So I'm not talking about Skar Shabbos. I'm not talking about Mecha Chomem Kar. Leaving that aside, assuming that we solve the Skar Shabbos problem, we solve the Mecha Chomem Kar problem, what about Lifnei Iver for the Mechal Shabbos that's going to use the website to buy something? So this is very nice sefer, Derech Atarim. Atar is a website in Hebrew. Hilchos Internet. The chaver is Rav Maimon Alevi, Tavshin Ayin Dalet Yushalayim. So Simon Zion, Simon Chav, he discusses this question: what are the Lifnei Iver / Misayeya ramifications of having a website conducting business on Shabbos? So, again, it's definitely Chad Avra Denara, because there are many websites on the internet. You're not the only one. So we're only talking about Misayeya. So number one, you always have the Shach and the Dogma of Avot to fall back on, that we're talking about a Mormer, Michal Shabbos, Nezid, so there's no problem with Misayeya. Even if you don't listen that way, he says, according to some Achronim, there's no Misayeya by Nezid the Rabbanim. So we're presumably only talking about the Rabbanim here, no devices, Mekach HaMemkar, electricity, LEDs, no devices. So according to some Poskim, there's no Misayeya by Nezid the Rabbanim. Then he says the following. What's this analogous to? Let's say the classic case of Lifnei Iver is Moshe Kos Yayin L'Nazir. So I have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator, and I leave my front door open, and a Nazir comes in and he helps himself to the wine. So have I violated Lifnei Iver by leaving my front door open so the Nazir can come in and drink the wine? That's ridiculous. That's so far removed. What does that have to do with me? So isn't this the same thing? I didn't put up the website on Shabbos. I don't take it down. It's there all the time. So someone turns on his computer and goes to the website and buys something. So that's so far removed from anything I did on Shabbos, that shouldn't be a consideration. And the same thing that we saw in this reading, Yesh, Ramosha a little bit, that the Isser Misayeh only applies B'Shas Aveira, the time that you're doing the action and the other person is doing the Aveira is an immediate result of your action. So here I set up the website whenever I set it up. The fact that it's open on Shabbos is disconnected from my action and wouldn't be a violation even of Misayeh. That's Simon Zion. Then he discusses in Simon Ches, what about a website that has a specialty item that no one else sells? So it's Trey Avid Denara. The Shiloh that he's addressing, I think these are real Shilohs, where someone has some homeopathic medicine, alternative medicine concoction, and they're the only people in the world that sell it. So if you don't get it from them, you don't get it anywhere else. So again, we're not talking about Skar Shabbos, we're not talking about Mekach HaMemkar. What about Lifnei Iver? So he points out the following. The way he frames it is that it's basically a question of, is there Lifnei Iver if you're Mosif on an Isser? Because what's going on over here? You could, I presume, argue with the Metzias or his analysis of the Metzias, but he's saying, the Mechal Shabbos wants to order this product in Shabbos. So let's say you're going to take the website down for Shabbos. So he's still going to turn on the computer and he's going to try to get to the website, and he'll be redirected. He won't be able to get to the website. So he's already using the computer. If the website works, then he'll click something else. So he'll use the computer more. Now, it could be that he'll be doing Mekach HaMemkar, which he wasn't doing before. So maybe he's doing something totally different. Or maybe if he knows last time he ordered it that the website's down on Shabbos, then he won't even try. But his analysis is, the way he frames it is there Lifnei Iver if you're Mosif al Isser? So he points out, that seems to be Machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara in the beginning of Metzia Daf Hei has a line that a shepherd is Pasul Eidus, because Rechoshe, she's going to be involved in Geneva, he's going to have the sheep grazed in a place that doesn't belong to him, they're going to eat other people's grass. So Yumara Behemosa v'sado Zarim. However, the Gemara says that if you're watching someone else's sheep, you're babysitting someone else's sheep, so the sheep sitting, shepherding someone else's sheep, so then we're not concerned that you're going to have them grazing someone else's property. The Rizvadar discusses, well, let's say he's already grazing his sheep, and then you give him more sheep. So the Rizvadar basically says that if he's already grazing, if he's already shepherding his sheep, then there's no Lifnei Iver in giving him more sheep, even if he's already going to be theoretically grazing someone else's field, there's no Lifnei Iver in giving him more sheep that he may graze in the same area. And he points out that Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Yudalit seems to argue. So he thinks this may be Tully in that Machlokas Rishonim, and he says theoretically there may be what to be makel about B'makom Zarech Gadol. Figure what the tzarech is. We'll just conclude with the Tshuva the Tzitz Eliezer. Chelak Yud Aleph Simen Lamed Dalid. So he was asked the following Shailah: is there a problem in Eretz Yisrael in ordering a cab Motzai Shabbos? 3 hours after Shabbos. You're not worried that the cab is going to drive on Shabbos. 3 years after Shabbos, but he hasn't said Havdalah yet. And you're not allowed to do Malacha until you say Havdalah. He hasn't even said Baruch HaMavdil. So someone suggested to him, well, maybe you should greet him Shavuot Tov, and that'll work. So that's, he says, not true. If it was Rabbi Kivager, if you say Good Shabbos, maybe that's Yotze Kiddush Daraisa, but no one says that if you say Shavuot Tov, you Yotze Havdalah Daraisa. So if Havdalah is Daraisa, whatever, Yotze, any form of Havdalah, so he's worried, so the Shaul is worried, maybe that's a problem of Lifnei Iver, you're causing to do Malacha before Havdalah. So his analysis is, that's not a concern, because he thinks the nature of the Isser Malacha before Havdalah isn't a din in Malacha Shabbos, it's a din in Havdalah. Not that before you make Havdalah, it's still Shabbos, and there's an Isser Malacha of Shabbos. This may be Machlok as you showed him. But, just like I can't eat before Havdalah because I'm supposed to be performing Havdalah and not doing anything before I do Havdalah, so I can't do Malacha because it's distracting me from performing Havdalah. But that's not an Isser Be'etzem. It's not that there's a fundamental Isser Malacha, it's connected to Havdalah. So he doesn't think there would be Lifnei Iver as far as that's concerned. That may be... I think the Sfidei Yesh have that distinction. Ramah says in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, in principle, you can't give food to somebody you know is not going to wash Netilas Yadayim. So the Sfidei Yesh pointed out that earlier Shuba, there's a distinction between someone who won't wash Netilas Yadayim and someone who won't say Hamotzi. Hamotzi is a bracha. So if he doesn't say the bracha, there's no, well, there's Asur Lahanos Min Olam Azeb below bracha, but that's not an Isser Be'etzem the way not performing Netilas Yadayim would be. So that's a possible distinction, but he assumes over here Abdallah, doing Malach with Abdallah is not an Isser Be'etzem. So then he says, so that's his conclusion, that this isn't a consideration of Misayei Lidei Ovrei Aveira, because there's no Isser Be'etzem. Okay, I think we have one more minute. So one final application. Rav Moshe has the following shuva, which is a interesting suggestion. In the context of a doctor who shouldn't be on call in the hospital over Shabbos, Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Tes. So we discussed, I think, Parshas Kisisa, whether Pikuach Nefesh is a Hutra, Dechuyah for Shabbos, so there may not be such nafkaminas. Rav Moshe there in his analysis assumes that fundamentally Dechuyah, and you have to try to avoid being in a situation in which you may be called upon to be Mechal Shabbos if there are other people who can do it just as well. So he says that if you're going to, in theory, it should be Usher to try to switch your rotation or your being on call with another Jew is Michal Shabbos because he's going to be forced to be Michal Shabbos due to your efforts. So Moshe says two things. Number one, if there's someone else doing the coordination and you have him do the switch for you, so that might be Lifnei de Lifnei. Lifnei de Lifnei, according to many poskim, is not a violation of Lifnei Iver if it's a step removed. And he says, number two, maybe in this case, even if you have to do it directly, it's not so bad because you're saving the doctor from presumably doing worse Chil Shabbos at home. If he's going to be in the hospital, so he may have a hazard many of the things he's going to do. If he's going to be home, he's going to be Chil Shabbos far worse. Maybe it's better to have him in the hospital.